This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Crody and I have been doing this show for almost 10 years, and we've never had a more engaged, dialed in, and motivated audience. And we love them for it. Now is the time for you to reach the greatest audience ever. Call now and advertise with the Devil's Advocates and Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Get your message out and let the greatest radio audience know how to support your business. Call Luke at 608-819-TALK. That's 608-819-8255. Or go to darnwi.com.
This is the radio station you were looking for, Devil Radio 92.7. It surrounds us, it penetrates us, it binds the world together.
Help me, Devil Radio. You're my only hope.
What if I'm righting you a wrong? What if you knew
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted
what
Pencils
if I
Radio.
Figured out that I did not belong? What if it always bothered me? What if I never did believe? Would it be wrong if I decided I should leave?
Oh, you don't ever have to worry about that. I will never leave. Johnny will not leave. We will not decide.
That's right.
It's that, but man.
That's right. We're here.
Thank you, Tim, for showing up tonight. I know it was tough to get here and just do that little promo, but we always appreciate when Tim from Rise Against stops by. So, Johnny, we're breaking down the question. Nobody's gotten a T-shirt. It's still available, 844-967-2789. Define American history. We've been putting out a lot of help, so some people should be getting really close at this point because you knocked out the American, said U.S. You know, I started going out, hey, man, maybe we better even define what do we mean by history. It's like, oh, it's got this beginning, and it typically has some kind of ending part. All right. And then we started getting into lot of reasons why there's maybe a lot of people, first of all, mislabeling critical race theory is that what they're really upset about is what they think is history, which is really their story that they really like, is not being taught anymore. And there's a little clip from Trevor Noah that I want to play. And Evan, let's just jump right into it and let Trevor take it away for a minute.
And if history is taught by the winners, nobody in America is winning more than white people, which is why so much That's of what's right. in schools has been from their point of view.
African-American history is not taught adequately. What we learn essentially is a whitewashed history.
Studies have found less than 10% of class time is devoted to Black history. Only 8% of seniors can identify slavery as a central cause of the Civil War.
There is no national standard for what history is taught. Each state sets standards which outlines what students are expected to learn. 7 states do not directly mention slavery, and 8 do not mention the civil rights movement. Only 2 states mention white supremacy.
The kids learn that slavery was bad, but we ended it. Some stuff happened, but Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks kind of fixed that. And now look, Barack Obama, we had a Black president. Racism is over. We're done.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy that most students in America are only taught about a handful of important Black Americans.
So, there. So even now we recognize, right? So Black history, there's a story there that is not being told. And, oh, is that the big hoopla that people are really worried about is that, well, look, if you teach Black history, then what happens to white history? Because because you're going to erase my white pride and privilege with all this Black history. And now I'm verging on going like, this is the reality, though. I mean, here that we're talking about is that, you know, it's a little bit goofy to make fun of this idea of critical race theory and the onion and liver damage and things like that. But here we are getting at the heart of this. And what I said, when we define history, if I am so dead lined up in saying my story began with Columbus and it shows very much a progressive nation always battling evil. In fact, even recognizing that slavery was bad, even recognizing that Jim Crow was bad, even elevating the few Black people that were responsible for their freedom and talking about Barack Obama, What more do you want than that, other people? I mean, right. You know, and that is really at the heart of it, because it's like, because even that now has become, okay, look, we're going to give you Martin Luther King. We're going to admit slavery. We're even going to say Barack Obama was the president. Okay. But right there, that's it. Because the story we like is the progressive white people doing awesome things. And even if that means white people doing awesome things for black people.
Yeah. And it's just misdirected. It's like a complete inability and unwillingness to confront one's past. And that's a huge, I mean, in any kind of growth, and we need growth in this country. I mean, we need it in the world, but especially in this country around racism. If we're going to have this conversation about democracy and about histories, we need some real admission about what went down. And we can't move forward without that, because it's impossible to heal. And white folks need to do some healing. Racism and slavery didn't just hurt black folks. I mean, it did in a very different way. Let's not erase that. Let's not minimize it.
Mm-hmm.
It's intergenerational. And so is slave ownership. It's intergenerational. It's carried forward. The trauma of that kind of work, that kind of existence on this place, colonization the same way. And I want to look to the north, and it won't be popular, but there's a conversation going on all the time around what does it mean to engage in truth and reconciliation, in recognizing colonization for indigenous peoples of North America in Canada.
Mm.
And part of, I don't want to romanticize it. It's not perfect to the north of us.
No,
right.
No.
But I want to say, like, there is a conversation that I think is similar to one we ought to be having, in that until we can honestly admit that this was not okay. And that it's within us. That's for some folks, like, that's the resistance. Instead of saying no, 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 to saying, yeah, this really happened. And you know what? We need to do better. And we can't really do better unless we do some admission around the ways that those patterns are deeply ingrained into who we are and how we operate in our communities. And so I love there was a little meme shared with me a while ago. I'll find it. Maybe we'll throw it into an upcoming show. But someone was making not a joke about COVID, but they were like, treat racism like COVID. You have it.
Yeah.
Like, don't spread it if you can. Like, address that there's action needed to be taken. Mm. And it means change of life for you. It means giving up some of your privileges. And I was like, hey, this might be the moment. This might be the time.
But see, I yes, absolutely. But and that's why, though, too, bringing the show, though, back around to, again, some form of simplicity, because I think once we get to the school board meeting and active protests with people standing out front, and be honest, mostly, largely, probably almost exclusively white people holding up signs, you know, no critical race theory here. My story's being, it's like, actually, the problem is where we were all night tonight, which is not understanding and the teaching and learning from the very beginning of a story that is a supremacy story.
That's right.
A supremacy story. But if you don't know that it's a story even to begin with, if you truly believe history is the fact, is the past, and you like your past and you love the way it makes you feel, that's why we can't then even engage what you're talking about. So I'm going back and saying, we need a discussion, and this is where I don't want to see talking heads on CNN, you know, people who don't get it, and there are some smart people, but it ends up being a, what do you know about CRT? Why are you offended? And nobody knows anything any better except that that person hates critical race theory. That person's defending critical race theory. Nobody is really getting at the fact is what we've got here is that people are really upset from a long exposure to a story that puts them as the center, them as the victor, them as the actor of goodness. And even when evil shows up in that story, it still shows them as articulating and helping create a new goodness. And darn it, if we could just start and understand that's your story. We get it.
Yep. Yep. Let's cease talk, to do evil, learn to do good project.
But let's talk about the possibility of it being a story as opposed to history and the facts, and that anybody who comes in with something different is trying to take away and diminish and actually reverse racism and enslave you, because that's the craziness that we're at this point, or people are literally lining up at school board meetings, or go back 3 to 4 years ago to Charlottesville, where people, you will not erase us, right? You will not erase us. Nope. Nobody. Busted pencils. Fully leaded education. History. Define it, darn it. See you next week.
Let's do it.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.